From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Hurricane Earl is kicking up heavy surf already on the North Carolina coast. Vacationer Abel Parker says he and his family won't take any chances.
If it looks like it's coming this way, we'll probably take off. We have two young kids with us, so we'll play it safe and not try to be brave.
Forecaster John Cangelosi says Earl is definitely a storm to watch.
We are expecting Earl to remain a major hurricane, Category 3, 4 intensity, for the next couple of days and even as it nears the Carolina coastline.
Cangelosi says Earl could brush the mid-Atlantic coast sometime tomorrow if it doesn't change direction and head out into the Atlantic, and it could move up the coast as far as New England and to Canada. President Obama says he is fulfilling a campaign promise by declaring a formal end to U.S. combat operations in Iraq. NPR Scott Horsley reports on Mr. Obama's Oval Office address to the nation.
President Obama said it's time to turn the page. He said the Iraqi people are now in charge of their own security, and he praised those who served in Iraq, including more than 4,400 who died there.
At every turn, America's men and women in uniform have served with courage and resolve. As Commander-in-Chief, I am incredibly proud of their service.
By withdrawing all but 50,000 troops from Iraq, Mr. Obama says the U.S. has more resources to devote to the war in Afghanistan. He says the country also has to bring wartime energy to bear on its domestic challenges, including, most urgently, putting people back to work. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Today, the president turns his attention to the Mideast peace process. He meets with Palestinian and Israeli leaders at the White House. Tomorrow, they are scheduled to have direct talks hosted by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A week after the Republican primary in Alaska, Senator Lisa Murkowski is conceding to her challenger. As Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit reports, the announcement ends speculation on how the tightly contested race between Murkowski and the Tea Party-backed candidate Joe Miller would turn out.
Standing in front of a crowd of supporters at her Anchorage campaign headquarters, Senator Murkowski said she couldn't see the vote count turning out in her favor.
Well, we have counted and speculated, and it has really been difficult. It's been difficult on all sides, and I think we recognize that.
Murkowski expected to easily win the Republican nomination, but Joe Miller surged late in the race. He was backed by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, and the Tea Party Express poured money into ads attacking Murkowski as a liberal. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
Stock prices have been up in Asia today on a strong economic report out of Australia and some other positive indicators from the U.S. They and the indicators are a break from a stream of weak economic readings from the U.S. through Asia in recent weeks. This is NPR News. South Africa's striking public employees are said to be likely to respond today to the government's latest wage offer. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg that as the government tries to settle the strike, gas station employees and auto mechanics have now walked off the job.
The government has offered its striking teachers, health workers, and other employees a 7.5% wage hike, plus a housing allowance. The public service minister says the government would have to borrow funds to implement the offer. But the unions demand 8.6%. Their walkout has forced many public schools to close, not only because of absent teachers, but threats against those who try to work. State hospitals have remained open to provide basic services, only with the support of Army medics and guards. The unions threaten to broaden the strike to industry if no settlement is reached this week. A strike in the manufacturing sector could have serious consequences for Africa's largest economy. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
The big economic reports today in the U.S. are on manufacturing and construction. The Institute for Supply Management reports on last month's factory output. The Commerce Department has figures on construction. Most economists think that number will be lower again as the real estate market continues its slump. Wall Street closed slightly higher yesterday on a good consumer confidence report, but August was the worst for Wall Street since 2001. California is not banning plastic shopping bags after all. A last-minute lobbying effort has stalled a bill that would have stopped grocery, drug, and convenience stores from giving out the plastic bags. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support